dinner was supposed to be buried in a bottle under a flag in Duntarson. Mm-hmm. It's the name of the town, Lan.
Yeah.
And there was some fella coming home. He was hired down about Cairn or Glentaher by the name of O'Donnell. Oh. And he was got dead in the field on the way home. They reckon somebody killed him, whatever happened. Maybe the devil got out of the bottle. Well, I don't know.
It's hard to know, but there's a lot of those sort of stories. And there's
another light that I know of, a site called that. It's called the Drumney Gessen Light. And the Drumney Gessen Road is 2 miles long and completely bogland. And it's a scary place even driving through it at night. I might have to go home later on. That's a fearful night, anyway. But it's a well-known fact that horses, people wanted to get home early from the fairs in Cairn,
yeah,
because horses wouldn't actually pass the bridge where the light was seen at night time. So the horses saw something if the people didn't see it. And but it may have been Will-o'-the-Wisp, I don't know. But it's not there now, anyhow. But
no, it's the same thing, no, that, up to the 50s, but then there's that. The other thing about before that previous as well, like Bonfella was lit by swans light, you know, and there was no, there's street only in the town, but there were no light in the countryside. I mean, you could look out here, and there's all darkness out here, Danny, you know. There were no, you were seeing no lights. The lights may have been on, but the wonders were.
That American lamp coming.
You were talking about the moonlit night a while ago, that was the reason.
That was only right behind.